Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
Hey, hello, and welcome to BL Talk, the weekly podcast where we discuss the issues that are important to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. I am your host, Zoom Zoom 4, and today we're talking about scaled back ambitions. We're talking about, for example, if you are a MAP and you wanted to go into politics but decided against it because they're going to find out about your orientation with all the dirt that they dig up on you. You know, analyzing every part of your life, they're going to see that at some point, and it'll be a scandal and you will be ruined, most certainly. So much better to stay out of the public eye and choose a low-key existence. Question mark? Does this ring a bell with any of you? Can anyone here relate to that? Have you had anything like that in your life or dealing with something like that in your life? I certainly can, because when I was very young, I had very lofty ambitions, but I came to a point in my early adulthood that I decided, no, it's not worth it, because there's no way they would not discover it, you know, in their very intense analysis. Their efforts to dig up dirt would most certainly uncover that. So better just to leave it alone to begin with was my decision. So joining me today to discuss this, we have Boys XO, Cowboy Dragon Lover, and Wolf Runner. Thanks for being here, guys. So let me just start here with you, Cowboy. Can you relate to this? Have you had to choose something else, a career out of the public eye, or did it ever cross your mind?
Well, for the past 20 years, I've been working in finance. Mm-hmm. So that would be like a no-no for me to come out as a boy lover.
Yeah, because you can just bury yourself in that. You just stay hidden.
Yeah.
Like in the endless rows of cubicles, just keep your head down and you're fine there.
Yeah.
There's no spotlight on you.
No.
You're not in people's, you're not, there's no fame involved with it.
No, not at all.
Right. And was that on purpose? Is that, or did it just end up that way? It just turned out.
It just turned out that way.
Okay. I see. All right. Well, how about you, Wolf Runner? Did you have any experience like this in your career choosing and your life path?
Well, yeah, sort of, because I've always wanted to be involved in the community where I lived. So I was actually in two different neighborhoods. I was captain of the neighborhood watch for the association. When I bought my first house, my ex-wife and I bought our first house, I was on the board of the condo association. And then when I bought my last house, I was actually president of the board of the association. And I got involved to a certain level. There were some issues I didn't want to push because other residents would have pushed back and it would have been a whole big thing. And I didn't want to get into the down and dirty political ring of, well, they're going to check your background and they're going to check this and they're going to check that.
Are you talking about even in the condo association, they would look into your background and try to dig up dirt?
Yeah.
That's politics on some level, right?
Yes.
That is politics.
Not so much the condo association, but the homeowners association.
Oh, the homeowners
single association. Single family home. And
because you're elected,
homeowners
is that right?
Association. And yes.
Because you campaign against someone else?
There were people that took it as seriously as you running for any office.
Okay. And so they would take up, they would take the dirt digging just as seriously. They would dig into your background looking for dirt just as vigorously as any other.
They would look at your actions in the neighborhood. Say I interacted with kids too much. They would have taken that and ran with that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the guy who's always talking to the creepy guy who's always talking to your kids, and shows like a woman peering through the blinds out the window, and there's a man talking to a boy out there. So right. Yeah, it'd be so easy to scare people.
So I only did as much as I needed to do in the neighborhood to do my job, but never really went above and beyond that because I didn't want to be scrutinized.
That was a conscious choice. Right. Okay.
So as far as throwing my hat in a physical political ring, that would have never happened.
No, but did you want it to happen and wish you could?
No, I'm very political. I'm straightforward. Mm-hmm. If you're following the rules and doing what you're supposed to do and keeping the neighborhood safe and clean, well, then you're good. But if you're breaking the rules, then I'm going to call you on it.
Yeah.
And, sometimes I was the good guy and sometimes I was an asshole. So.
But when you're running against someone else directly in a campaign and there's some kind of election, then that's when they want to dig up the dirt on you because to make you look bad to the voters.
Yes, and so it happened because the second term I was in, they did bring up things that were done in the neighborhood that the board had basically no control over, but they took it as a negative and tried to use that against me, but I was voted in anyway.
All right. Okay, well, Dragon Lover, let me ask you, is there anything you could say that would speak to this in your own experiences?
Well,
had you ever had lofty ambitions that you had to curtail because of or something in the public eye that you – well, you had to work with the needy – I mean the special – the challenged
Yes, it children. Is. But years doing that.
Yeah, but they – that's not them directly trying to dig up dirt on you. That is more like just doing like a regular type of background check.
Yeah, and on top of that, it was the early 1990s and, you know – things were not.
Yeah, you didn't have like a internet browsing history or anything like that for them to look into, that kind of thing. Yeah.
It's just, you know, they would just check your police record and FBI records, and if nothing showed up, it's good enough.
Well, you have strong like beliefs politically. Have you ever? Did you ever consider going into politics?
Oh God!
And if so, did this color your decision at any point? Being a BL?
No, to be honest. I mean, I've had several different careers. I mean, yeah, I did have, working with the special needs kids, but I also worked on radio as well. I used to work at a radio.
Oh, yeah. You did.
Yes.
But that was like in the 90s too, wasn't it?
That was the 90s too. And for that job, I mean, there's nothing you could really put down because I'm not going to be interacting with children. I'm not going to be involved in their care. So they really didn't check into anything. Mm-hmm. But then again, that was before everything all blew up for me. So at that time,
After that, it would be more of an issue after your...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, my mother said that I should either become a lawyer or like a district attorney or something like that. And I said, nah, I'm not smart enough to be doing that.
Well, maybe, I mean, you know, if you put your mind to it, but
yeah, I was just helping people. That's what I wanted to do.
Now being a regular lawyer, you would not have to worry about that so much probably. Cause you're, you know, a private practice and you're, you know, however, trying to become district attorney or something like that, then you're dealing with more public scrutiny there.
Oh, absolutely.
You're crossing a line there where it's you're getting more scrutinized. And there's a good chance in that case, especially nowadays, that it would come out. You know.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. there were times after I got out of jail that I would apply for a job, and I'd be like, I wonder if the criminal record is going to matter on this. And lo and behold, 99.9% of the time, yes, it did. They would be actively hiring people, but they would not hire me.
Oh, shoot. Yep. And it was obvious to you why, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. Some of them actually came out and said, here's why we had to deny your application. Did a background check, and we found this.
Right.
And I was like, well, thank you for your honesty. I mean, at least you were honest with me about that.
Yeah, true. True. You got to appreciate that, that they're not trying to bullshit you.
I do. I mean, you don't need to lie to me about that. Right. I mean, I know where it is.
Yeah. You can handle the truth, you know, like, so, that's good. That's good. But like, yeah, that you were saying it's okay to become a lawyer, but say not a district attorney, it goes to show that there's a line that we all cross in our, not every career, but many of them, where when it gets to a certain height, the scrutiny gets more intense.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Let me move to A Boys XO. Let me ask you, in your life experiences, has this ever been any kind of element that you've dealt with?
Well, first of all, I think it's pretty common for someone in their youth to have a lofty ambitions, some of which pan out and some of which don't. When I was in the Army, that might have been an issue. But when I got out, the occupation that I was in didn't matter. And then I got lucky, and I got to the point where whether I was a boy lover or not was unassailable because I was running the show. So.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, you got lucky with where you're not dependent on. Well, you say financially independent.
Yeah, it was a surprise, but it happened.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so what I think is this. There's a proportion of men who are boy lovers that, let's call that 100% of boy lovers. Now, most of the relationships that get out it's a very small number of the total number of relationship of boy lovers. So the likelihood of your relationship coming out is fairly small. And beyond that, the percentage of men who abuse boys is even much smaller. But those are the ones that get the most publicity. Those are the ones that make us all look bad. Every time something like that happens, it's always placed on the man as being the aggressor or the perpetrator, however you want to put it, and not the boy, of course. But right. The point is that this doesn't happen all that often. And throughout history, there have been boy lovers. There are boy lovers in politics, in business, in the Senate, probably, you know, governors, lawyers, all of that. And that never comes out. So that's not really
right. They're very good at hiding it.
Yes, well, the point is that's not really a major consideration.
They get married and they have kids and they know how to disguise themselves.
Well, whatever. But the thing is, see, it's ridiculous however you want to put it, but it's not a good thing, I would think, to stifle your ambitions just because you're a boy lover.
So do you think that's
not doing yourself a favor? Well, you should be concerned about it and, you know, take precautions and steps, but why would you let that stop you?
So, like, if I wanted to be president of the United States and I said, oh, heck no, because I know that it's going to come out at some point, so I might as well save myself the trouble.
Well, there are
not even pursue it to begin with.
There are certainly physicians that would make the likelihood of that more likely, but
right. Those are like the highest goals.
The higher you go,
in the public eye, that is.
There are policemen who are boy lovers.
Or they're not in the public eye. They're not like their names. They're not putting their names out there.
No, of course not.
They're still living very private lives.
But also, there was Michael Jackson. He went for a long time. And really, that didn't seem to hurt him all that much. He was still performing. He was still making money. He was still popular. So,
yeah.
You know, and he's not the only one. So, you know, like I said, I wouldn't let that stop me if that's what I wanted to do.
Now, in entertainment, in show business, I think maybe that's in the public eye, but there's a bit of leeway.
Yes, he
still had plausible deniability in what he did. They didn't see that he belonged to, for example, like Paradise Mountain or something like that.
He could have.
So, I mean, they just saw that he had some boys around him frequently, but they did not have solid, absolute proof. Which would have been is if he had, say, posted pictures in the galleries on websites and had long browsing history.
That wouldn't have been very bright for him to do that.
No, and a long browsing history on the internet of BL-related things.
Never post personal pictures.
No, I didn't say personal pictures. I said just pictures of boys. Like if he was doing that, there would be
a picture
footprint.
If he's taking the pictures, then
not taking pictures. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if he participated in any way in the board, I just said posting pictures as an example. Like the way BL posts galleries, not his own pictures, no.
He wouldn't have done that under his own name, though.
Yeah, he would have had to use Tor and all of that kind of thing if he was smart.
I'm sure he was smart enough to do that.
Well, that makes me wonder now if there are, like, boy lovers now who are, say, younger and they're active on, like, online in the community, and then they're going to go into some kind of show business or something where it might come out, you know, in some way. I think, though, what it takes, though, is for, like, an accusation in that case for it to come out in show business. It takes accusation.
And the deal also is people exceed their limits all the time. They push past the wall. And there are things that people think that they are not going to be able to do, but they go ahead and try them, and they find out that they can do them. You know, that's exceeding your limits, that's hitting the wall and going past it. Okay?
Yeah.
So the thing is, you have to try. If you don't try, it's an automatic failure. But if you do try, you might make it. So if you do try and go into politics or the entertainment business or whatever, and you do get found out, well, of course, in the first place, there is that thing of plausible deniability, and there's also the thing that the likelihood of that actually happening, if you're careful, is low. I wouldn't let that stop me.
Yeah.
If you don't try, it's an automatic failure.
Right. So, like, say your computer full of boy pictures, and you're like a some kind of famous actor, and you got a computer full of boy pictures. No one's gonna ask you what's on your computer. You don't have to worry about that. No one's going to ask you about your browsing history. And you don't have to worry about that unless there's an accusation, unless a young person said, oh, he touched me. Then you'll get that focus. But otherwise, you know, you can get away with a lot for a long time as long as no one's accusing you. Like look at Diddy. You know, he was fine for the longest time until they started getting accusations. Same with Michael Jackson. He was able to do whatever until the accusation came in and it just blew his whole cover. And then they came in the sheriff's office to turn his whole house upside down.
It's not a good idea to have boy pictures on your computer. That's not a good idea at all.
Right. So but what you're saying is that there's ways it can be done.
Oh, yes. Where there's a will, there's a way, you know. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Yeah. The first try now, might not work. Your second try might not work. But the third time is the charm.
If you were to go into politics, you would need to have that certain image. You would need to have the wife as the beard and the kids. Because just, like, you know,
not
single
even
man.
Today,
in that,
there's a lot of gay politicians, outwardly gay politicians.
Yeah, so you would have to say you're gay then. Like, say if you're purely BL, then you might have to, you know, and you're wondering where's your wife, and, you know. Or
I don't think they want to put that out there.
So you would
not
just,
at this point that you would be. So, you wouldn't want to put that out there.
No, so you
we're
say
not
that
to that
gay.
Point yet. We're, yeah.
Why don't you ever have a woman on your arm, Mr. XL?
Because I'm gay.
When you're walking the red carpet. When you're walking the red carpet, and see, it's funny because Michael went so far as to have like boys on the red carpet with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. he was pretty blatant, actually.
He was, yeah. If you think about it. And there's even a photo shoot of him with this boy with his arms all, hands all over him. It's crazy, but he had a syndrome of like where he can't be touched, like untouchableness is what he thought of himself. You know, he believed like
other people may deny it, but we as boy lovers know that he was one of us.
Oh, I believe that absolutely.
Yeah, there's no doubt of that.
I believe that, yeah.
Yeah, and Dragon Lover, you wrote something about him, a two-part thing, which I remember, and that was very insightful and well-researched, and I'm glad that you were able to do that about Michael Jackson. I'm sorry, what?
I said I was happy to do it, and I had fun doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good. Good. And you should write more things like that, just as an aside, you know, because that's something you're really good at. When you put your effort into it, it really comes out. It came out professional, professional quality in that case, you know, a good read. But let me ask if would anyone else like to add?
Everything that Dragon Lover has written.
Good writer. Yeah.
Yes. He puts real feeling into what he writes, and it's really impressive.
And this would make a good topic as an article as well, I think, this subject of ambitions being scaled back, because ambitions in the public eye being scaled back consciously because of being a BL. I could probably contribute to that because, like I said, I had my own ambitions scaled back. I decided at a point in my early adulthood that I was not going to try to put all my energies into that as much, that if I just stayed really private and keep my head down, you know, that I could enjoy being a BL without having to constantly worry about, you know, hiding it to these others or, you know, the prying eyes. If you just keep the prying eyes away to begin with, then, you know, it's much easier overall. That was my way of looking at it. So. And I think Wolf Runner feels that way as well. This was actually his topic that he brought up. He's the one who came up with this topic. So I guess out of a personal experience with that, you know, having made the decision to not try to be ambitious publicly in a get famous kind of way. All right. Was there any more you wanted to add to this, Wolf Runner?
No, I think we covered everything. One more point I'd like to make is with that statement that you try and back off, one of my main points was if you're in the public eye and you're just like a, say, non-boy lover.
Regular straight guy.
You surround yourself with kids and stuff and you know, hug them or whatever. But if you are a boy lover, you tend not to be with kids you don't know. You don't tend to be as affectionate as you would if you're not a boy lover, because you don't want to call attention to yourself.
Yeah, you're second guessing it. You're wondering if it looks too obvious.
That was one of the main points of the topic, and I'm glad I got to cover that.
Oh, yeah, me too. Because I probably would not have touched upon that. I'm glad you did. Yeah, that boy lovers would deliberately shy away from having their arms around the boys and stuff, you know, on camera and in front of a bunch of other people because of fear that it looks too obvious that people can see, you know, that, you know, he maybe stare. Do they think that I stared a little bit too long, or is someone noticing that I'm looking at this part of his body or this and that? You know what I mean? The paranoia.
Correct. Because it's a big part when I was president of the board, we had a section of common ground that was basically useless. Some townhomes were supposed to be built across the street that never were. That's why the plot sat empty. I pushed for a park because we had the money.
Uh-huh.
We did the park. We did the dedication for the park. Everybody knew it was my push. The kids came around me, and we had the whole spiel, the picture and hugging the kids and stuff. Well, I tend to shy away from that because I don't want attention brought to that.
But if you really think about it, then if you really think about it objectively, I mean, people don't know. I mean, the way that you pose for the picture with the boy is just exactly the same as the way that the non-boy lover did. And so why is it that we think that they're wondering about us?
Because not everybody in that neighborhood loved me, and they would have taken that and skewed it a certain way and said, well, he was hugging him a little too hard or hit a little too long or whatever and brought up questions.
Yeah, I was looking at him with his hands all over the boys.
Exactly.
Like
that was my main point of this particular topic.
And that's very valid, I think. That is some, you know, because you don't want to give them ammunition. And so,
exactly,
you know, to use against you. And so that's what that thinking was based on, it would seem like to me. Right. That's a very good point. Okay. Yeah. And that's just like with politics, it's when they're trying, you know, that they're trying to find something to make stick to you, something negative. And you don't want to give them anything. So, and you think that would just be too easy for them to notice if you were to be as affectionate as you normally, or even as the non-BLs would be, you know, that you can't do that. So you just, to be safe, you cut it out completely. So, yeah, I think that's a very common thing with a lot of BLs, right? Okay, guys. Well, I guess we're going to wrap up this episode then, unless anyone else has anything else they would like to add.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
I'm good too.
I would like to revisit this topic in the future with some, like with Nicholas and some others maybe, who would bring different points of view and different experiences, unique experiences with this in their life, and we'll be able to talk about that. So this is definitely a topic that we'll come back to in the future. And I want to thank all of you, Exo, Wolf Runner, Cowboy, and Dragon Lover, for participating today. And remember, everybody, that you can hear this episode and others at bl-talk.com and at the BL Library, which is bl-library.org. Click on the audio section, and you will see BL Talk in the menu from there. And I would like to say I'll see you next week, and have a great week, everybody. Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you
later.
Bye-bye.
The opinions and viewpoints expressed on BL Talk are solely those of the individual participant or speaker and do not reflect the official stance of Wired PM Radio or any of its affiliates.